British voters elect a new parliament next week. Prime Minister Tony Blair and his Labour Party are seeking a third term, and they are leading in the polls even though voters appear wildly unenthusiastic about Blair. He's criticized for supporting the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Anthony King, a professor of government at Britain's Essex University, says the British economy is strong, but Blair's credibility is not.
Tony Blair has had credibility problems for a long time. It's partly the failure to find those weapons in Iraq, but it's also the case that rather, as was said about Bill Clinton in the U.S., this has been an administration, a government of spin. People have been mistrustful for a long time, and Iraq really just made it worse.
I want to play a little piece of tape of Tony Blair, and it's Blair trying to make the case for himself in this circumstance. Let's listen to Tony Blair, who seems to be playing off of the Labour Party slogan, "If you value it, vote for it." He's going to describe what it is.
If you value that strong economy, vote for it. If you value the National Health Service, vote for it. If you value your schools and the investment in them, vote for it, because otherwise it isn't going to happen.
This sounds, if I may, a little like Democrats in the United States who sometimes in recent years have argued, vote for us on the issues even if you don't really love our candidate.
That's very much the case. But notice that British elections, unlike American elections, are not in the end elections about one person. People are not going to the polls to vote for Tony Blair. They're going to the polls to decide whether they want to have a Labour government in power or a Conservative government in power. And what you heard there was Tony Blair playing not to his strengths, but to Labour's strengths.
One of the two big opposition parties, the Conservatives, have a slogan. The slogan is, "Are you thinking what we're thinking?" What are they thinking?
What that slogan refers to is the idea that very large numbers of Britons are very unhappy about the state of law and order in this country, crime, violent crime. They're unhappy about the level of immigration into this country. That's what the Conservatives have wanted to play this election on. The honest truth is that it hasn't been doing them much good. They started the election in the low 30s in the polls, and they're still on the low 30s. A lot of people have been put off by precisely that kind of campaign.
Anthony King at Essex University, how would you sum up the mood of your country, if it's possible to do that in a few sentences, as they approach this election time?
If you'd asked me the question out of an election period, I would have said the mood of the country was pretty buoyant. This is a very prosperous country. It's enjoyed a long period of very high economic growth. During an election campaign, of course, the focus is on the politicians. People don't entirely trust Tony Blair. They don't entrust the political class as a whole. And the mood during an election campaign, insofar as people are paying attention to the election, is a bit more sour.
Do you think it will be fair, whether Tony Blair wins or loses, to read the election result next week as some kind of judgment on the war in Iraq?
The Labour Party under Tony Blair is almost certainly going to lose seats at this election. The polls have been asking a question about how people would have voted had the Iraq war never taken place. And it's quite clear that a substantial chunk of people who say they would normally vote Labour are on this occasion going to vote for the third party, the Liberal Democrats, or somebody else, or not vote at all. It has been a handicap. It has been an albatross around Tony Blair's neck, but not a big enough albatross to sink him.
Anthony King is a professor of government at Essex University. Thanks very much.
Thank you.